What's up, guys? Welcome back to Madeline's videos.
Wait, was your channel called?
What's up, guys? Welcome to Pretty Little Song. Today I'm here with my guest, Madeline RG. And it's my YouTube channel. You've been pranked for the last 19 videos, all been banned. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Pretty Little Song. Today I'm here with my guest, Madeline RG, and she is here to speak about her friends. For context, guys, we were talking about friends and how they get allocated in people's lives and how people view friends, because I think I don't make friends the same way normal people do. And Madeline explained to me that you have best friends, close friends, and acquaintances.
Show off. Okay.
Show off. Okay.
You know what I have?
All of that. I knew that.
Very, very well balanced.
But yeah, we were speaking about allocation. No, the way friends get allocated in different people's lives.
Well, you asked me to draw your diagram and I never did.
Oh, did I? Mm-mm. Okay. I asked you to do it on that iPhone thing. And you were like, what?
I was gonna get my iPad and my Apple Pencil, but I couldn't do it.
I see friends as some, like, friends to me are just, like, wholesome. I have a cutting off problem. That block button is, like, calling my name every 2 seconds.
But I think that you have actually had, like, a bad run of luck with friends.
So that's the other thing. Like, I would literally, I'm, like, blind to people. Like, I'm like, yeah.
But you're not, though, because you have that one talent where you read people in front of their faces.
And I'm like, I can't.
I can't see anything.
I can read people, but then, like, for example, like, that friend of mine that, like, we spoke about, and I was like, guys, do you think this is bad? And you guys were like, yes, she doesn't like you.
That was the worst part, because some people are, like, mean and horrible, and then some people actually fucking hate you.
Yeah.
Like, my one friend that I told you about, the one that I always say that your one reminds me of. Mm-hmm. She fucking hates me. She's always hated me, I think.
I think one thing that nobody speaks about is the fact that it's hard to make friends, especially as adults. One thing that I'm like, okay, why does everyone have friends? Like, and then they're like, oh, we just met.
Well, to be honest, how did we meet? That's a story.
Should we tell it?
Yes.
You guys, I have this hobby. I have no shame in this hobby. Where I go around the streets of London and I just cry. I have a performance. And once upon a time, Madeline was, I was in Oxford Street. I was crying on a bench and I was looking at my phone. And this was way before, years ago.
Weirdly. Like 2022.
I was still in school.
Me too. Were you on a blanket or something ridiculous?
That hoodie. I got rid of it.
I'm not saying it wasn't cute.
No. I got rid of it. I have got a lot of comments about that hoodie. It's gotta go.
I mean, it wasn't a toupee.
It's so ugly as well.
I looked for it the other day.
It's like my comfort hoodie. Where did it go? I threw it away. Too many people
have commented about this hoodie.
Anyway, I see there's like a crowd of people, and Madeline is within this crowd, and these white blue eyes are staring at me amongst this crowd. I look up, and she's looking at me, and I message her, why are you staring at me?
No, but you messaged me, but like, we don't know each other. Like, she Instagram DM'd me in my DM request. Like, we did not have any connection.
Literally because her TikTok. What's on my phone?
I'm crying. I'm watching. But this is, by the way, this is the first video of mine that anyone's ever seen.
I'm like, looking at this video.
It's so unflattering, the whole video. So I've grown out my pubes.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Spring is upon us, and if you don't already know, that means lots of music festivals and opportunities to get out and have some fun. But if you don't want to go it alone, you're not sure who to go with, I've got a simple solution for you. Tinder. It's a great place to take a chance and match with a new crush. You can find someone with the same musical interests, a partner who will wear matching festival fits, or maybe you want someone completely different who can help expand your horizons. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. And ladies, when you do find someone you're interested in, don't be afraid to make a move. It's not as scary as you think. Just shoot them a few likes, or you may miss out on something amazing. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
I look up, and it's the girl on my phone. I'm crying, staring at me. I'm like, what the frick is happening? I go on her to see.
You know what the funniest part is that I always picture when I think about this interaction? Is I don't know if I have this right, but was I coming around a bend and then you were on a bench? Or was I walking straight? Because I always think I came round the bend and then you were on the bench and then I walked straight past
you. No, because you know how like Oxford Street, the further down you go, it bends all the way through, but it's not a strong turn.
I didn't come from an off street.
I don't know. I just saw you in the crowd, but I just know that that street has a bend. Do you know like when you walk all the way from the top, like from like, you know where Microsoft is?
I know where we were.
Yeah.
And I know why I was there buying my mom a dash cam.
I don't know why I was there. I was crying. I was having my performance.
We were both having a pretty good day.
When two worlds collide. Anyway, I saw her across the crowd, looked at my phone, it's the same girl. I'm looking at her. I click on her TikTok. I click on her Instagram. I ask her why she was staring at me, and she says, sorry, I have a staring problem, and we followed each other.
Yeah. But you were also the first person to ever, like, see me in real life and know me from the internet. So I was like, oh, crazy.
Yeah, wild.
The big leagues. So I responded to her. I was like, oh, yeah. And then she just kept inviting me to dinner parties. I was like, listen.
Supper clubs, guys.
And I never have. I've still to this day never gone. Sorry.
I literally messaged her and I was like, no, I remember when I did. I put up on my story, I'm having a supper club. Who's down? She votes yes. Next thing you know, I'm hosting the supper club, and it was the first one. It was a Thanksgiving. And I've been telling her, like, hey, like, I'm hosting the supper club. Like, you asked to come, like, so come. And she's like, I don't know how to cook. And I was like, that's fine. You can clean. And then she was like, okay, cool. It's now time to go to the supper club. I'm like, the supper club? She sends me a voice note. This is the first time I've heard her voice. I'm in New Zealand!
Was I screaming? We don't know each other at this point.
And then what happened after that? And then I think she said, she posted, this was the start of our friendship. She was like, oh, where should I live, guys?
No, I posted something about wanting to violently attack all of the estate agents in London.
Yes.
I was like, I'd want to kill all the estate agents in London, something like that. I was like, I'm no, so frustrating.
You asked, like, oh, should I live in Canary or should I live in...
No, whatever? I DM'd you to ask where you live because I had, like, never seen the inside of, like, a bougie flat in my life. And you posted your kitchen table. I was like, gorgeous. What restaurant is this?
It's my house.
You said, this is my house. I was like, oh, got it. And then I put on my story something like, I'm so frustrated with the estate agents in London because they kept, like, fucking me over. And then you were like, oh my god, I'll help you look for a flat. It's my hobby.
It's literally my hobby, you guys. I will find a flat for anyone. I love it.
Yeah, she never found me a flat in flat.
Exposed. My career is over again.
It's a hobby. She's just really bad at it.
I just don't have fun. I'm good at finding a house. It's just like, you know, I'm not tangible for anybody to live in.
That's why I moved out.
It was not livable.
Yeah. You find yourself a fucking flat. This bitch. She goes to a flat viewing, looks out the window, and sees railroads. And she says to the estate agent, is this going to be loud? He goes, no. You won't even hear it. She's like, okay, I'm going to wait in the flat until the train goes by so I can, like, test this theory. And then she goes to look in the toilet. And when she comes out, the estate agent goes, yeah, one actually just went by. You just, like, didn't hear it, did you? She's like, oh, no, oh, perfect. I'll move in.
I'm losing my mind. You guys, these trains, every 30 seconds, they're screaming. It's like, every 30 seconds. And I was like, he lied to me.
He pranked you.
It's so funny.
They pranked them. Like, it's so brave of him to do, because what if one went by off these?
I would have looked up like, what?
I don't know what that was. What was that?
You guys, like, where I live as well, there's a tunnel
underneath this tunnel, the only outdoor club in all of Europe, completely illegal.
You guys, there's police that shuts it down. That's how often it would happen, because everyone would be like, who is performing outside of my house?
Because of the best time.
Skepta!
Outside her house, like, in a tunnel, outside. Completely exposed.
I was like, what is happening? What can I do? Horrible. I literally get the heebie-jeebies thinking about that flat. I haven't been there for like a month.
Yeah, she was living at my flat, which I moved out of because it's too loud for me because there's a hum in the walls. That's it. It's just a slight noise.
By the way, guys, there is no noise. It's all in her brain.
No, guys, you don't understand because someone has been drilling. Okay, no, this is fucking hilarious because there's like a construction site next to my bedroom wall and I've never gone over there to like see what's going on the other side. But she's so impatient. She's been staying in my flat. She broke into the construction site and they go, she sends me a video. This is a building with not one single piece of infrastructure on the inside. Not one wall. Nothing. And they told me they were going to be done in February. It's February. There's no walls. There's no stairs. It's just a big hole and then scaffolding.
The only way to go and see this flat is to collide on her roof, which I did.
And is that how you got in? Mm-hmm. No way.
I showed your mom.
She was like, how did you find out? I was like, let me show you. The ladder. Also, she posted an Instagram story about stood on the roof of my flat. How the fuck did you get there?
The ladder, babe.
In the back.
Is that a new one?
Yeah. No way.
I like literally there was a ladder up there, so I just like put it up, climbed all the way up, trespassed, went over, and it is her landlord just lied to her. There is. I got the impression that what? That they're just like refurbishing someone's flat.
I was told that they're refurbishing the interior. They have knocked down everything. It is completely empty.
It's grey and cement.
They are going to have to put in every single piece of internal hardware. Stairs, walls, ceilings, windows. There's nothing. There's just walls.
They're retiling the ceiling right now.
It makes me fucking insane. And you know what the worst part is? They go in there at 6 in the morning, drill directly into my bedroom wall, and then stop at about 8 a.m. Then they just go off and do something else, and it happens every day. I'm like, do you have to do the drilling? And also, why my wall?
It makes no sense to me.
No, because also nothing has changed. What are you putting in the wall? And like, if you're maybe drilling in, like, a unit, or, like, putting in brick, put this... I'm just drilling a hole. Like, it's and then filling the back with cement. I'll be back tomorrow.
They are doing this on purpose to her. I swear.
So the worst part is I was going fucking insane because of the noise. And then I had the trip to LA that I've like just come to New York from. And I had 2 weeks in LA. I get into my hotel room. And Tama had already joked to me like, babe, what if I stay in your flat and there's no drilling and this is all in your head? And I was like, don't fucking play with me. I get to London. LA, I put my bags on in my room. I'm like, man, it's a gorgeous room, beautiful hotel. I'm like, oh, peace and quiet, finally. And then from the flat, drilling into the floor. And I literally stood there, and my jaw dropped. I was like, this is in my head, because there's no fucking way.
She messaged me immediately. She's like, you'll never believe it. And I said, I don't believe it, actually.
Matter of fact, babe, I think it's time you come home.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Spring is upon us, and if you don't already know, that means lots of music festivals and opportunities to get out and have some fun. But if you don't want to go it alone, you're not sure who to go with, I've got a simple solution for you. Tinder. It's a great place to take a chance and match with a new crush. You can find someone with the same musical interests, a partner who will wear matching festival fits, or maybe you want someone completely different who can help expand your horizons. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. And ladies, when you do find someone you're interested in, don't be afraid to make a move. It's not as scary as you think. Just shoot them a few likes or you may miss out on something amazing. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're looking for something to do this summer, I have a suggestion. Sports. When you want something, you have to act fast before the opportunity is gone. That's true for a lot of things in life, but especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people you can before the competition scoops them up. The best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. And luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome to try it out for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Okay, so let's actually do the podcast. So friends, allocations of friends. I don't know about anybody. I don't know about you. Well, I know about you. I definitely know about you. I think you have a lot more friends than you put on.
No, I have so many acquaintances. I'd say, like, I guess 5 is a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot of friends.
But I only really hang out with you.
Yeah, I don't hang out
I only hang out with you.
I don't hang out with anybody. Like, I used to have a lot of friends. Right. She's gone, like, for, like, about 11 and a half months out of the year.
It's true.
I used to have a lot of friends, but I think as I grew up, I just realized that there was, like, a massive imbalance between me and my friends. Like, it just never made sense to me how people can take and not give on, like, a level. Like, for example, like, I think my biggest epiphany is, I think I told you about, like, my birthdays.
Yes, this is insane. I would pay
so much money for my friends to have fun on my birthday. And I didn't realize, like, also, like, from where I come from and stuff, hospitality is a really big thing. Like, to be hospitable and to make sure that everyone around you is having fun. And also, for me, in my mind, I was like, I don't want people who maybe are on the same, like, financial level as other people to feel jealous around other people or feel like they can't be out on a day that I want everyone to have fun on.
And finances are so awkward at this age because everyone's in such different places.
Exactly. And I just, like, basically delete that whole conversation by taking care of everyone. But then it came to a moment where, like, the last 2 birthdays I had, I would, like, literally, like, sit in my bed and be like, did I even enjoy my time? And then I cut everybody off.
No middle ground, no conversations, we just cut people off.
And I feel like also, like, for me, and I think this is something, like, that I was asking you about, because I'm just genuinely so confused on what friends are for or what they're meant to be, because in my mind, I think I have, like, a picture of a friend. Someone that you hang out with, companion, that enjoys some things the same as you. They have to be different, they have to be funny, like, they have to be all these things, because otherwise I don't think I could ever like somebody that's half of these things.
Yeah, like, that's how I view it.
And then I learned that from you, from that conversation that we had on what friends are and how friends are, like, allocated or compartmentalized in people's lives. It's just so bewildering to me. Like, this friend is good for, like, I don't know, going out together, and this friend is good for being a shoulder to cry on. And I'm like, how can you be all these different people to, like, it's just not consistent. I don't get it.
I feel like a lot of people fake it. Like, you know those people that have, like, relationships back to back to back? Like, there's always those girls that are always with a boy and, like, chronic daters. You think, how do you find someone that you're always happy with? Because they're not. Like, they're not actually looking at the person that they're with. It's just, like, company to them.
I've actually never met someone like that.
Have you not? Mm-mm. They're all around you. I know people who, like, to this day, haven't been single since they were, like, 15 years old.
Like, what do you mean? Like, they're in relationships all the time?
Like, my non-stop. Like, people just, like, need a body. So I feel like a lot of people, they, like, have so many friends because they don't actually really care what their friends are like.
But then would that mean that, like, people are, like, secure, like, within, like, how, like, lacking a friend is? This is the thing that I told you, I think, like, I genuinely have a problem because my standards are too high, and, like, I actually, like, I've been told, you will not have a good life by my parents, by friends I had, by people around me, that, like, my standards need to be lower, otherwise, I will never be happy. And I'm like, I'm a problem. Have I not told you this?
Yes, you have. I've always been told this, and I'm like, I don't understand what you mean, but my standards need to be lower. It's what I would want. Like, it's either like I'm unhappy or like I'm unhappy, because either way, I'm unhappy. Like,
sure.
That's what I was telling you, like, holding people to the standard that you think they can be on.
Yeah. But then would you ever hold yourself to the same standard?
Yes.
You would?
110%.
All of the time?
Yeah, because I think it's the bare minimum.
It's a break. 100%. But what even is your... Okay, so, like, you always tell me you have high standards and blah, 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 blah. You've never No, but you tell me that you find it hard to, like, actually have proper relationships with people, because the second you feel let down, which is most of the time, mm-hmm. then this... Second that happens, it's like a done deal for you. Like, you can't go back.
Yes, because what I... Like, my done deals are a lot to go... Like, it's about loyalty and betrayal and stuff like that. It's about being, like, consistent and kind and not mean and not weird.
What could I do something that you would view as, like, betrayal?
Betrayal. It would probably be, like...
Bullying? No.
I think betrayal with from a friend is like when you confide in someone and then you find out that they told other people about it.
I hate that. You know what the thing you've ever done? When you ordered me two pastas just in case one didn't pop properly.
New word, guys. Buzzin'.
I've been living
buzzin'.
I've been living in London for 6 years,
and this line that I have is a book. And I genuinely thought I would never, ever, like, learn new words. And I get surprised. Buzzing was the last one. Actually, I think there were two other ones that I learned the other day. Buzzing.
But you used it so wrong.
No, because basically, obviously, there is...
Can I speak about gangs on here?
I have a party trick where I literally can... My head is flat. Let's start with that. My head is fully flat. It's a problem. My head stands. I can do amazing headstands. I can do shapes while I'm on my head. I can go completely flat with no arms. I can hold my hands. I can go like... crouched like this. And whenever I go into Madeline's house, which is like 5 minutes away from me, I ask her to look at the camera, and every single time I'm doing a headstand.
I don't even know she's in my fucking house. Oh my God. Stand on your camera.
She's like, I know I'm lying, but she's standing up with the camera literally upside down right now.
It's me turned away because I'm so embarrassed at my face.
Basically, she just says like, even earlier, you're leaving the hotel, I forgot the keys, so I ran back into the room, by the time I got back out of the way, she was on her head, legs like this in the air, butt towards me. It was the fucking scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's so good.
That neck is strong. That was one of the first times we ever had like a funny conversation, which I was sending you a video. She made it. Our friend film for her. It was during a pandemic. I was losing my mind. In the corner of her room.
It's far away.
And I was spelling the letters with my head.
Wait, you're on the floor.
I'm talking about the singing video when your butt cheeks are glint.
I was so shocked.
You guys, I sing.
Only
in secret. And I was performing for my friend for the first time ever. And I was so shy.
I just swallowed the whole bitch. Oh my God.
No.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
No, God. I just go in that slow.
I think the next one should be
and then it's you going,
oh. We were trying to film this friend episode and we're talking about everything about friends.
Sorry, guys.
first public appearance on the internet.
Well, maybe not, bitch, because earlier we were in a fur store. Fur, of course. And me and Taylor put on these big hats.
Dancing.
Breakdancing in the corner. I turn around, this girl's directly filming us.
Really?
You saw her?
I saw the other guy.
There was a girl. She was hiding behind one of the wig sections, and she was, like, filming us.
We were breaking
around. I tried to signal you.
And I said...
Huh? I said... Like, to make sure that you weren't, like, gonna fucking tear you down, because she had a camera directly pointing to us, and
you just near me.
Just started brain tossing in the corner. Like,
okay, babe.
So I'm gonna sit up.
I've been learning how to ducky.
But I don't know how to do it, so I just.
One by one. I don't know how to dance to save my life. I only know that one dance. What was that?
The wind in my nose.
Well, then there was a fish halfway down there. I started laughing and it came back up.
You guys, every time I'm in a man, the laughing gas just starts happening everywhere. We cannot get one conversation out. No, we got one out. And then the rest of it...
I can't even tell you one funny thing we said the entire fucking time either. That's the worst part. What did we even talk about?
What, that day?
I don't even remember.
No.
I just remember you literally slapping my floor, leaving a dribble pool on my floor from laughing so hard. And I do not know what anybody said to cause that to happen.
That's way too much.
When Daniel was talking about, like, that Turkish barbershop,
I
thought that was the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard. It's the fact that he complained about it 5 minutes straight. He's like, I looked so fucked up. And I was like, but that was the first time. They fucked me up. Like, look at these other particulars. He's like crying, laughing. Because that was the third time.
Let me tell you about that.
What is wrong with you?
Why did you never go back to the same place that your friend was? You're like, oh, you know.
It sounds familiar.
They slapped my head.
Was he there that day?
Yeah.
I was literally...
They slapped their heads.
And they gave them, like, a fucking towel on the face.
You guys, I have this thing where every time I laugh really hard, I can't close my mouth anymore, so I just drool. Cry as well, so like I get up, I'm like, I literally cannot even control my body anymore, and it's like tear pool of saliva because my mouth is like wide open, like on the floor.
It's so sick.
Yeah, whatever. It's not even that serious.
My stomach hurts. I think, like, I genuinely think hanging out with Madeline is like a whole entire workout.
I think we use way better.
Controversial. I apologize for the video.
Second video.
Guys, it's hard to make friends. Don't follow them.
Literally, don't. Just cry in the streets and hope for the best.
Stare at strangers. You know what? I was staring at the stranger outside earlier and she was nice.
Yeah. And she's like, oh my god, did you see that?
Yeah, I have a little bit of human connection.
Yeah.
Made me feel good.
Yeah.
Anyway, leave some comments down below. Coming up in our next video, how to not make friends. She does tutorials. She go around New York and make friends.
I feel like it's really easy here, though.
Oh, we have other plans, actually, for New York.
Yeah, we have a lot of plans.
Right, guys.
Oh, that's a thumbnail.
Love you.
Love you.